Luck would have it, my bat shot inches wide of his head. We both laughed, retrieved our bats, and continued our game, each slightly embarrassed, maybe, but otherwise none the worse for wear. But if my bat had hit him, the outcome would have been very different, and to this day I've been struck by how it is that on such small things hang the difference between sitting on one side of the desk in Bristol Prison and sitting on the other. Let's look at another example of anger and irritation. Ruth was an ordinary person with a good job, nice husband, and a social life that wasn't as good as she'd have liked it to have been. Why not? Because she was irritable. She'd snap at people out of the blue. For example, she might be out for an enjoyable evening with friends, enjoying the normal kind of banter where interesting things are talked about and one friend teases another. A perfect evening, you might say, except that Ruth had earned a reputation for snapping at people. So, someone who was gently teasing her might suddenly find himself on the receiving end of her sharp tongue, which would put a dampener on the entire evening. As a result, Ruth hadn't got that many friends, which is a pity because, other than that, she was a good and nice person. Another example of someone whose irritability was having a negative impact on his life is Alan. He came to see me when he had just lost his best friend of 40 years because he was uncontrollably rude to him. I say his best friend.